Alan Parker, urban warrior with 29 minutes of truth. Sorry, but he kept chaining himself to the railings until we agreed to let him in. 1FM takes no responsibility for the thoughts of Alan Parker.
Neither does Alan Parker. I'm not taking no responsibility. Because you know how it is, yeah? You know how it is. Well, it's not like that. It's worse.
Yeah, cheers.
What have we got? Nothing. What do we want? Nothing. When are we going to get it? We're not.
Think about it.
You know it makes sense. Don't let them trample you into the ground. Trample yourselves into the ground. Then blame them.
That's the way forward.
Come on, ask yourselves a question. The Birmingham Six are free. When will the rest of Birmingham be free?
Think about it.
It's good that, isn't it? I'm Alan Parker, urban warrior. I am probably the most left-wing person in this country. I am. To give you an idea, right, of how left-wing I am, okay? Think of the most left-wing thing you can. Fix it in your mind, right, yeah? Now double it. That's how left-wing I am. Probably you can hear in the background my mate Hammond. He's stacking things up. Say hello, Hammond.
Hello.
Yeah, that'll do. Right, just get on with it. What we're doing, you see, we're barricading ourselves into the studio. Now, admittedly, okay, they've given us a slot here, but, you know, old habits. Anyway, what I'm doing, playing beginnings of records at the beginning of the programme. It's Babylon's Burning and Bitboss Stereos and now the Levelers. And then maybe middles in the middle and then ends of the records at the end, you know, just in case.
Truth, not lies.
1FM. 1FM, that stands for frequency modulation, not fascist machine, as I originally thought, so I'm a lot happy about that now. Right, where are we? Nowhere, of course. Anyway, back to the issues. I have come here today to put to you a simple question. How are we going to attack the status quo? Well, one way, of course, is to attack status quo. Obviously, that is just a dramatic reconstruction, but you get the idea.
Alan Parker, out on the streets.
I think the answer is revolution. Well, yeah, I think the answer is revolution.
Revolution?
I don't know, is the answer spinning? 10 letters. Turning round.
So why don't you join the revolution? You know, what's the problem?
I think the downside of a civil war is the fact that I personally might get hurt or killed.
Everyone would stay at home.
Transport mainly. I think sort of trying to avoid the rush hour as much as possible would be the main problem.
I think the rats would come right up from the tube and they'd start running around the streets and the hospital simply couldn't cope.
Well, I wouldn't have as much time for sort of my social life, my family, hobbies, sort of that kind of thing.
Truth, not lies.
Hammond, get the chair, stick the chair against the door, ram it in, like, wedge it.
What if we have to go to the toilet?
Hammond, going to the toilet is not going to achieve any realistic change in this country, is it? Not anymore.
Well, I need to go.
Well, go in the corner. Mm. Go on, what's your problem?
You know, people are listening.
All right, I'll stick a record on then.
This record goes out to all the students in the world. Students, I'm on your side. People say to me, Alan, how can you be on the side of students? They're not an oppressed minority. Okay, they're not oppressed, but they are depressed a lot.
I was happy in the haze of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. I was looking for a job and then I found a job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now.
Actually, I was a student myself once. Didn't mean to be. It was an accident. I was forced into it by the combined effects of society's pressures and my extremely high A-level results. So, on your side, students. OK, what's next on the agenda for change, then? During the next 29 minutes of truth, I'm going to be bashing down prejudices, confronting taboos, looking at the way the dog-eat-dog nature of the capitalist system turns everyone into little bits of rubbish. And there's a competition as well. Now, let's take a look at the charts.
The charts are an elitist device designed to suppress the really good music that no one listens to just because it's unpopular.
That's the charts looked at for you. Hammond, you all right?
I think I've made a mess on some albums.
What, vinyl or CD?
CD.
Well done, mate, on your side. Should have gone in earlier and we're in the canteen anyway. good up there. There's Gary Davis, Jackie Bramble, Simon Mayo, all sitting around talking, and I was trying to persuade them to be more left-wing and subversive, and they were trying to persuade me to sit at another table.
1FM! Testimonies of the Unheard.
Time for the testimonies of the unheard. The stories of the little people that don't get a look in normally. Who are the most unheard people in Britain? And I realised, it's my mates. No one listens to them. Not even me. So here we go. Here's Barry.
Well, look, if people saw the world the way it really is, right, they'd get angry. But they drive around in their cars saying, you know, I've got a blue car, he's got a red car, I must be living in a free society. So what I did one night was to paint all the cars in my street a totalitarian grey colour. And when the people came out the next morning and saw things as they really were, I'll tell you, they got angry.
Barry there, speaking from Middlesex Hospital, where he is described as comfortable.
Alan Parker says, treble respect to you.
The news from the perspective of Alan P.
Recognise that music? It's the ITN News at 10 music, yeah. I've nicked it. Still the tape behind me out. Woomp. Right, now. Burr, 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 burr. Remember that? Now listen to this. Yeah, Steve Austin, $6 million man. A half robot. What's going on there, eh? Very similar theme tune, made by the same people. It all makes sense. They are trying to turn us into machines. And that Alistair Burnett, he looks at us with that funny look, that piercing eye. I tell you, it is a piercing eye. It's bionic. And the clue was there all along, wasn't it? Was it all along? Theme tune. Take the E off theme, and what do you get? Them.
Think about it.
Okay, let's have a look at the news then. The Queen has agreed to start paying tax. What I want to know is why was she not paying tax before? Was she protesting against something? In which case, on her side. Anyway, why don't we create our own royal families? What about Bernard Gulston as king? You don't know him. Unless you go to the Suffolk Punch on Green Lanes, then you'll probably know him. He's the most royal bloke I've ever met. Like, for example, he only ever drinks halves. And when he's in the toilet, he always washes his hands afterwards, even if it's only a piss. Let's have him as king. And we wouldn't need to give him any civil list money either, because he's a trained hairdresser. Madonna. The Madonna issue. Society says to women, keep your breasts covered up. Madonna says, no, I break that rule. I expose my breasts to the open wind. And I, for one, support her in that stand. And I say to women generally, don't obey their rules. Get your breasts out. Even though saying that has led me into trouble on some occasions in the past. Well, I don't know much about it, but it seems to me just purely from the health perspective, keeping them all wrapped up and that all the time, there must be some danger of them going septic or curdling. My greatest disappointment of the last few years was the assassination of Phil Collins. It didn't happen. It should have happened. Look at the facts. 30 million people have albums by Phil Collins. 30 million people voted for Adolf Hitler. You draw your own conclusions. I have. There are weapons we can use against him. Home taping is killing music, so they say. But why don't we use it to kill the bits of music we don't like? So what you do is you get a Phil Collins album and you tape it, make hundreds of copies, and then give one to every person you pass in the street. And that way, Phil Collins wouldn't be able to sell a single album and he'd have to shoot himself. I know, and to think, I used to admire him. I used to admire him for having succeeded in the music industry despite being vocally challenged, i.e. having a speech impediment. Yeah, but it just turns out all through that song he is faking it. Because you see him interview and he's got no trouble at all saying his S's. He just says them quite normally.
Yeah.
Genesis.
Genocide.
Testimonies of the Unheard.
Well, I was in the park and I saw this couple walking along and they had a little girl and she had a dog. Anyway, the little girl was hitting at the dog and suddenly the woman turns around and she says, you hit that dog once more, Tracy, and I'll hit you. But then the man says, you hit Tracy and I'll give you a smack. And then the dog bit him. And I thought, yeah, yeah.
Right, real life spelt out in block capitals by my friend Stuart there. Kicking it. Ham, what's going on? Who's that there through the glass?
Simon Bates. Batesy! Hey, Batesy! You alright? I like that our tune bit you do. I like that our tune, not their tune. Great. Don't let him in, will you? Okay, I've been out campaigning. I've been down the DHSS, or as I should say, of course, the DSS. They've changed the name. They've dropped the H. What I want to know is how long before they drop the D. Yeah, I think you know what I mean. How long before they come clean and admit what they really are, the SS, Stuttstaff, all they got. Now, I've been down there before, and my case supervisor had been going to me, "Oi, Alan, what can you do?" So I said to her, "I can speak the truth, that's all any of us can do." And she said to me, "No, Alan, some of us can type as well." I said to her, "You can type, can you? Typing is fascism by another name." That got her. Anyway, this time I went down there, right? But I went down there with accusations.
Now, Mr. Parker, you've been claiming unemployment benefit for 13 weeks now, so...
Are you object to that all of a sudden?
No, no, not at all, but we have to fill this in. OK, so can I take your full address?
24 Aylesbury House.
Postcode?
I don't use codes.
Oh. Not like the government.
Right.
Not like you, government agent.
And do you have your national insurance number with you, Mr. Parker?
Another code, another number. No, I don't.
Right, OK.
What I do have with me are some accusations.
Really?
Didn't expect that, did you? Thought, oh, no. Get him in here, get him a job. But what you didn't realise, I have accusations. Here I have the names and addresses of 14 old age pensioners in this area who have had their pensions cut off.
Right,
all of a sudden.
See, I'm not really
1 week a pension, next week, nothing. I've been round to some of those old people, two of those addresses. And do you know what happened?
No.
They had died.
Right. Dead, you see, I'm not really very qualified to deal with any queries about anything other than restart interviews. Can I ask
you... What about the old people?
Yes, well,
the whole world
down,
is watching.
What,
names and addresses.
Could you tell me what sort of talents you think you have?
I can speak the truth. That's all any of us can do.
Right. Anything any more specific than that?
Fighting the government, all right? Finding a job at that. Fighting the government, if you can.
Find out about those old people.
Come on.
Explain. Oh, well, look, maybe I could sort of tap one or two of them up on the computers. These are the names and addresses, yes?
Yeah.
Right, OK, well, look, well, I can clear this up. I mean, the reason why their benefit was stopped was because they had actually died already. I mean, they died and then their benefit was stopped. Do you see? So, I mean...
Yeah. The old chicken and egg argument, isn't it? Yeah. Which came first? They died, the pension stopped, they died. It's all a tricky one, isn't it? It's a bit of a chicken and egg argument. I know where you're coming from. You're trying to blur over the facts with your words.
No, in fact, Mr. Parker, in this case, it is definitely the chicken. The old age pensioners died, therefore their pensions were cut off.
Yeah.
Right, can we get on with filling in this?
Lies is all you get there, bloody lies.
Alan P. Shouting things louder if you don't listen to him.
Have you got a job? I say to you, have you got a job?
Well, yeah, I got a job.
Okay, if you've got a job, do it well. And when Friday comes, take your pay packet with pride. Then give it back. Let them know you don't need their money.
That's
right. The last of understanding. Good to hear.
I've got a joke for you. Okay, here it is. What do you get? Nothing. Blame the government. Cheers. Ta. Oi, Hammond, what about a bit of respect for that?
Respect given.
Respect received, thanks. And given back again. I don't know. Respect reflected.
Respect absorbed.
On the other hand, you know, you've got to ask yourself the question, what are jokes going to achieve? Nothing. It's all very well, isn't it, telling your jokes, but while you're telling them, who's that come creeping through the back door? Yeah, that's right. Adolf Hitler.
Deutschland, die Geheim!
Hammond actually writes for Chords Weekly, a music publication, an unpublished music publication, I should add. He's been looking at an aspect of the music business for me. Incidentally, how do you spell business, Hammond?
B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S.
Hey, what are those last two letters again?
S-S.
Cheers. Yeah.
There of Suede, who with Denim are two of the new bands trailblazing what the weeklies are calling the new fabric sound. It's a sound that kills, metaphorically speaking.
Ah! I'd say that waiting sure was bad.
Now, London and Suede have come out of nowhere, while Denim are from Birmingham, a not altogether dissimilar place. In the 80s, Denim were known as Felt, and they wove a distinctive sound of their own out of Dylan-esque vocals, television-style guitars, and a densely knit woolen material up to 2 inches thick. Suddenly, all over suburbia, every bored kid who can strike a glamorous pose, play a few chords and think of a one or two syllable word that describes a piece of material is creating their own new sonic fabric environment. Literally.
Hello, everybody. We're Leicester's very own young new fabric warrior pops, and we're called Wool.
Cocaine-fueled cynicism we've come to expect from their sluggish, bloated corporate rock prostitute carcasses, major labels haven't been slow to try and create their own identikit false fabric band. A&R man Peter Letmeme of A&M Records has precision engineered his own young hopefuls, Terry Lean, but to a blueprint he's too old and too comfortable and too fat ever to understand. The so-called group features someone who was once in Chicory Tip on drums and a small boy singer in a shrunken woman's blouse who appears to have three nipples and all three of them as excited as sharpened bullets. Letmeme demands a tray of ice cubes backstage in every dressing room in case of glamour emergencies. Nice try, corporate rock scum, but Terry Lean is a man-made fabric, and it's got three syllables. Will you ever understand? The fabric-clad fans are asking each other the same question, and it's this. Some guitars, some blokes, their nipples, and the one or two syllable name of a fabric. God damn it, it turns me on, but is this all there is? No, 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 you stupid, dull, glamorous, beautiful young fools. Of course it isn't all there is. There's love, sex, drugs, and the human desire to question. But for now, just for a moment, throw yourselves into the fabric and let it smother you, suffocate, and go down. That's what pop music's for.
Cheers, Hammond. I was in a band myself once, but we didn't want to be shackled by having fans to not disappoint. So we used to change our name after every gig so as to avoid building up a following. And I have to say, we were very successful. Best name we ever had, though, was Cancelled. Yeah. Guns N' Roses there. Good name. Quite good anyway. Guns, that's good as far as it goes. But we need to know what these guns are going to be used for, really. That's good. Fair enough. Often I myself get fed up with the oppressive and restrictive nature of bourgeois grammar and spelling. Roses, though. Not so good. Okay, you're going to fight the system. Got yourself a gun. Might come in handy. But roses, what are they for? That was a mistake people made in the 60s. They thought they could change the system by waving flowers at it. No, roses no good. How about call themselves Guns and Ideas instead? If you listen to that, lads, try change your name. Then there's their album, of course, Use Your Illusion. No way. What's Using Your Illusions going to achieve? Use Your Gun, should have called it. They're on the right track to begin with. And, of course, let's not forget that they are American and, as such, are to blame for all the bad things in the world.
Alan P. Urban W. Spotting the SS in B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S.
And I am asking, what does utopia mean to you?
My idea of utopia is no homeless people, no poverty, no illness, everyone having the same thing and sharing together.
Tequila, whiskey, gin, vodka, lager, beer, Guinness, Stouts.
Mint Imperials.
15 pints in Berlin.
Nice bath, Coronation Street, that's it, really.
Okay, what's my utopian dreamland? Let's take a look, shall we? How are we going to get there? Through the round window? Oh, I don't think so. Let's go through the window shaped in a large capital A with a circle around it. I think you know what I mean.
Cheers.
Alan! Are they still there? Alan, they've been there all day.
Let them be, for they are good people.
You're right, Alan, mate, of course.
Tell me, sister, did you have a good day at the steelworks?
Oh, yes.
But I haven't lost my femininity.
That is good. Perhaps we will have sex later.
That will be an honour, mate. There was a letter for you from the people of Wolverhampton. You know, where once they bottled you off stage.
Oh, yes?
You know the gold statue they recently built of you, which you told them to melt down and use to build hospitals for dead babies?
I remember, yes.
Well, they did that. But now all the inhabitants have gouged out their own fillings from their teeth and sent them in to be cast as a replacement statue. Such is the depth of their respect and love for you.
Mm.
Alan, mate, you coming down the pub?
Of course, mate. Oh, I don't know, though. I might stay in and watch the last night of the proms.
Oh, who's on?
Sham 69, UK subs, The Levellers and The Clash of Reform Specially. A utopian dream, maybe. But how are we going to get there?
Well, I have devised a point scheme to help us on the rocky road to change. Hammond, explain.
Well, for calling everyone mate, you get 5 points. Living in a tower block, 10 points. Having an outside toilet, 30 points. Listening to opera, minus 1,000. Using multi-syllable words, minus 200.
Yeah, shut up. Right, OK, I have gone for maximum score, which means I have to live in a tower block and have an outside loo, which is tricky. But I've managed it, you see, by living in a tower block and then urinating off of the balcony. Always thinking. See, that's 10... Plus 30, that's 40 points back of the net.
And another 50 there for using football analogies, Alan.
So, although minus 500 for you for using analogy. That is a multi-syllable word.
Yeah, but so is multi-syllable, I think.
Yeah, OK, anyway. You get the idea.
Geraldine from Exeter in Devon has written in. She says, animals are people too, so why does everyone treat them like they are nothing more than that? Which I'm sure I would agree with, if I understood it, on your side, sister. Meat is murder, claim the vegetarians. Maybe they've got a point. But on the other hand, you know, I used to work in a slaughter yard, and I know that me and the other lads down there never deliberately killed those animals. It was the only way we could get the meat off them. If there'd been another way without hacking them about, of course we'd have taken it. Meat is murder, say the Smiths. I say no. Meat is accidental manslaughter.
Truth, not lies. What a bam!
I love the sound of breaking glass.
Do you, Nick? Do you really?
I love the sound of breaking glass.
Well, why isn't there any on your record, then? See? None at all. This is what breaking glass sounds like. And I think I know which one I'd prefer to listen to.
Truth.
Pub where I go, they had a competition. Who's the most left-wing person in the pub competition? Yeah? They asked me to enter. Do you know what I said? I said I didn't even agree with the concept of competition, let alone in a pub.
Yeah, you won, didn't you?
Yeah, so I won. Anyway, we're coming towards the end of our 29 minutes, so I'm going to try and have a competition, but obviously subvert it. What does subvert mean? Well, basically, it means reverse. Like, take, for example, that BR advert.
Don't evade your fare on the trains, buses and tubes. It could cost you much more than a fine. Get a ticket. Not a criminal record.
I have created my own anti-advert. Listen to this.
Yet a criminal record. Not a ticket.
See? Subverted it. Reversed it, in other words. Anyway, subverted competition time. Firstly, instead of ringing in, I'm going to be ringing out. Hello, this is Alan Parker. I'm running a Radio 1 competition. What's your name?
Richard.
Do us a favour, mate. I want you to say to me, what subject? Go on, just say that.
What subject?
Politics, of course. No, it's all right. Geography for a change. Right. Now, what I want you to do, right, is ask me a question about geography. You know, like, what's the capital of? Something like that. Go on.
All right, what's the capital of Hungary?
Washington, D.C. Cheers, thanks. I think you know what I mean. Okay, mate. Now, what have I won?
Well, I'm sorry, what do you mean?
It's like a subverted competition, you see. You've asked the question.
Yeah.
I mean, have you got any albums? Not CDs, by the way, I want vinyl.
I've got I Dance by Boney M. You can have that.
Oh, okay. Thanks for all your help.
Okay.
And remember,
yep,
don't obey their rules, even in competitions.
Right.
Don't obey their rules. Make your own. Then break them as well. Over there. See that? On that wall?
No parking.
That's right, a rule. Now, obviously, I feel the urge to break that rule, but I haven't got a car. See here? I've got my spray can. Now, watch carefully. No parking. Change the P to a B. Another rule. No barking. But one I think you'd agree is much easier to break.
Woof, 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 woof.
Get it? Yeah?
Woof.
Yeah? People say to me, what can one man achieve alone against the system? I say, quite a lot. If he's prepared to use a spray can correctly and work at night. A few years ago, some mates of mine decided to form a band. They stole some guitars and drums and started rehearsing in an attic. They weren't very good, but the spirit was right. And they called themselves The Clash.
Thunder and calling through the faraway towns. Now war is declared and battle come down.
And that led to legal problems. See, you can't name yourself after a band that already exists. That was a problem. I mean, I'd always wanted to be in The Clash, and understandably it seemed very unfair that only four people were allowed to be in at any one time. In fact, they'd written to Joe and Mick on several occasions suggesting a sort of rota system which would have allowed almost 50,000 people to have been in The Clash at some point during the period 77 to 82.
The wheat is put in, but I have no fear.
Debbie from Ashford in Kent has rung in, and she's a woman, so on her side for that. Well done, Debbie. And generally speaking, of course, don't give women a hard time. They've got a lot to put up with in today's society, what with sexism and periods. So don't slam doors in their faces, unless they ask you to. People talk about the sexual revolution. As far as I'm concerned, that's just talk. It's difficult enough trying to organise a straightforward revolution without trying to get some sort of sexual element involved. Believe me, I've tried. I had a relationship with a woman once.
No, you didn't, Alan.
Yes, I did. It was entirely non-sexual.
Oh, that one, right, yeah.
Yeah, entirely non-sexual, non-sexist, platonic relationship. But that did not stop us having a good time, okay?
No, it was her boyfriend that stopped you having a good time.
It was her boyfriend who stopped us having a good time. He didn't like me following them around.
Who's Billy Graham?
Sexuality. Sexuality. Do you know what that is? That's five syllables. Sell out or what? Using your long words all the time. Most people could have had sex by the time he's finished saying that. Twice in some cases. You know, I did a survey a few years ago, right, to find all the words in the English language with bourgeois connotations. Turns out, right, that two of the words with the most bourgeois connotations were bourgeois and connotations. And survey came third. Yeah, I'd suss myself out. See, Billy Bragg sold out. And people say to me, Alan, the age of the powerful hard-hitting political songwriting is over. Do you know what I say to those people? I say, you give me the name of a cabinet minister and a swear word that rhymes with it, and I'll show you a song with teeth. Real teeth. Douglas Hurd, for example. Douglas Hurd, Douglas Hurd, Douglas Hurd. What's it rhyme with? Work it out.
Alan P. Shouting things louder if you don't listen to him.
Right, the 29 minutes of truth are almost up. Maybe I've achieved nothing here tonight, but on the other hand, if I keep on achieving nothing, that will be an achievement in itself, surely. Okay, Hammond, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Right, and just start undoing the barricade.
Right.
I'd just like to thank Sarah Smith, Stuart Lee, Bryony Pritchard, and other comrades who shall remain nameless for reasons of their own security. I think you know what I'm saying. And finally to you, good people, don't go back to your old values. Respect and cheers to you.
Alan Parker wishes it to be known that he's just an ordinary bloke. Not
quite as ordinary as you, maybe, but he's getting there.
Jingles. Do you know how much jingles cost to make? Thousands. So I've made my own for only £500. Here, listen to this.
What are you doing?
That's the sound of me burning £500 in cash on the producer's desk. Cheers. What did you do with the rest of the jingles budget, Alan? I bloody burnt it. You can't fool me with your money.